Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Muck and Fun Day. It's also the 8th day of July, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 and unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 69 degrees here, 4,200 feet in High Cascades of Northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 74 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and it's been a cool July. That's all I can tell you. I mean, last year, you know, you had your 90s in goddamn June, and so you got only two things here. You know, it is, you know, the minimum of the sun, whatever they call it, the sun is in its minimal cycle or what might have you. We'll either have 90 degrees in September or a hell of a cold winter. That's what I'm looking at. Anyways, let's see what we're going to jump into here. ICE ready to deport approximately 1 million illegal aliens with final deportation orders. And we'll get into that as soon as we return.
Listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Righty then, ICE ready to deport approximately 1 million illegal aliens with final deportation orders. Well, they've deported nobody yet. Remember that. I mean, they keep talking about thousands of bullshit. They haven't deported anybody yet, and this is going to come together with the next article. You'll be able to see what the hell is going on. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from thetrenchesworldreport.com. Acting United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, that's USCIS, Director Ken Cuccinelli says the Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE agency is ready to deport about a million illegal aliens who remain in the country despite having final orders for deportation. That's what we told you. When they finally do, after 3 years, get the deportation, is walk out the goddamn door and go about their business. During an interview with CBS on Sunday, Cuccinelli, God, oh damn, what kind of name is that? And despite... Or said, despite a delay of mass deportations by President Trump. A delay? Why would he delay the mass deportations? You had a million of them backed up, and your courts are backed up, and you're delaying. Why would you delay them for so long? I thought you'd get the right there take. I mean, shit, when I went to jail, man, they took me right out of court and took me straight to fucking jail. Straight to court, straight to jail. These people are just, well, you're deported. Okay, bye.
But they make money out of it.
You're goddamn right they make money out of it. It's called slave labor.
You've got to pay for those for-profit holding detention centers, and they've got a contract. You got to keep them at least half full.
The detention centers aren't the problem here. They're stuffed full already. But these are people that have went through that they finally got to them goddamn courts, and they finally got, hey, you're ordered out. Your asylum is denied. You have to leave. Okay, see you later. Bye.
And then the Catholic Church pays $3,000 to release them, each one.
Of course they do. And the Senate, through the grant program, which is, remove the Congress's responsibility to allocate funds, well, they send them the money to do it. During an interview with CBS News on Sunday, Cancinelli said despite a delay of mass deportations by President Trump 2 weeks ago, ICE agents are ready to detain and deport the roughly 1 million illegal aliens who have been ordered deported from the country. So they've been talking about, they haven't deported shit. They haven't, nobody, none. Cusinelli said ICE agents are ready to just perform their mission, which is to go and find and detain and then deport the approximately 1 million people who have final removal orders. They've been all the way through the due process, which they do not have a right to in this country, and have final removal orders. Who among those will be targeted for this particular effort or not is really just information kept within ICE. So there's more than got to be more than a million of them, right? Or you're just going to remove some of them? What does that paragraph tell you? Cancinelli said mass deportation by ICE of illegal aliens with final deportation orders, quote, should be going on a rolling basis. Well, yes. They don't fuck around with us when they, when they take your ass to jail, they don't mess around. Oh, we'll make you go to jail someday. And we'll execute the order someday. And blamed the politics of Washington for interfering with ICE operations. I'm just pointing out that the pool of those with final removal orders is enormous. He's not saying it's a million. They're saying they're going to deport a million, but it's enormous. Because they haven't deported nobody. Cancinelli said, it's important to note here, we are talking about ICE doing its job as if it's special. And really, this should be going on a rolling basis for ICE, and they've been interfered with effectively and held up by the politics of Washington to a certain extent. Well, it said right at the beginning of the article that Trump put a two-week hold on it. Like he's always gonna do something, ain't he? He's always gonna stick that toe in the water, isn't he? Well, you know that Epstein, he got fucking taken off his plane for sex trafficking thing. I mean, this guy's a hedge fund, a multi-billionaire, and if he rat on other people, they're gonna give him only 5 years. That's what his deal. That's the deal he offered. He'd take 5 years, for God knows what he's done. But he'll rat some other people. I wonder if he's got any pictures or film of Trump doing it with kids. That's the first thing that jumped in my mind when they're doing this back and forth with this deportation bullshit. And then they grab this guy. And that's all that's on the fucking news. I wonder if he's got some pictures of Donald Trump doing it with a poodle. I wonder what he's got. And then you're talking about this. This is an international fucking Jew. I don't know. Maybe they'd kill him. Maybe. Cancinelli said mass deportations by ICE of illegals with final deportionators should be going on a rolling basis. That's what. Okay. Trump last month delayed a plan by ICE to mass deport 2,000 illegal aliens. You know how many goddamn illegal aliens are in this country? We figured it out one day how many you'd have to deport every day for the entire Trump administration to get them all out of here. It was like 40,000 a day. 40,000 a day. 2,000 legal aliens who had final deportation orders after details of the operation were leaked to the media. Former ICE Director Thomas Homan accused Acting Department of Homeland Security DHS Secretary Kevin McAllen of leaking the plans of the ICE raid in order to halt the operation. Though Trump gave Congress 2 weeks to devise a plan to close loopholes in the country's asylum system, loopholes have invited millions of border crossers to the United States over the last decade. So no such plan has been crafted that would pass the House and Senate. So what he's saying here is if you draft up this order I want, I mean, if Congress, you make this law I want and send it to me and it goes through the Senate and everything, I won't deport these criminals. These guys are rapists. I mean, these guys are felonies. I mean, they've committed felonies in this goddamn country. Not one of them is being deported. They've been given deportation orders, and some of you know, well, they're okay. They can stay. Well, if it's in your plan, if you can work it for them, they can stay. We won't deport no one because they have no intention of deporting any one of these son of a bitches. They didn't spend all that money bringing them up here just to take them back. As Breitbart News has chronicled, there are about 1.7 million illegal aliens from Central America and Mexico alone living in the United States, despite already being ordered deported or having pending. There's 1.7 million from just Central America and Mexico living in 1.7 million. Really? I bet there's a hell of a lot more than that. If they give you a number, triple it. At least. Or having pending deportation orders. The latest federal data concludes that there are more than 925,000 illegal aliens in total with final deportation orders who have continued living freely in the United States. About 20% of these illegal aliens have at least one criminal conviction, and almost all are not in federal custody. Roughly 60% of these illegal aliens come from Mexico, El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala. Or I think that's what I said, yeah, Guatemala. Okay, now let's jump to the next story. Poll. Majority of Americans want mass deportations of illegal aliens following congressional inaction. See, they're playing this fucking game, this head game with us. Like, this is our idea. Well, if you give us this asylum thing, we'll go ahead and accept keeping these murderers and these rapists and these fucking animals. Everybody can just stay if Congress does what President Trump tells them to do. Head CEO tells them to do. You see what I'm saying? They're acting like this is the fucking people talking. When they did, I watched them poll after poll this morning because goddamn, we're in perpetual election mode. We have to be all the time or else the people might get to have a chance to actually ask a question and then look for an answer. Oh, that's going to be covered in the next election. Just hang in there, guy. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Joe STP for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. A majority of Americans want mass deportation of illegal aliens if Congress fails to reach a deal this week that closes loopholes in the country's asylum system that allows mass flows of foreign nationals to pour through the U.S.-Mexico border. So, if Congress doesn't fail, if Congress goes ahead and gives them the legislation they want, then Americans don't want these deportations, right? We want them to stay. We want these murderers, these rapists. We want every illegal. All illegals can just go ahead and stay. And that's what America thinks. This is such fucking horseshit that, you know, here we are again. The latest Harvard-Harris poll finds that 51% of American voters say they support mass deportation of the 11 to 22 million, my fucking ass, 60 to 100 million minimum. Illegal aliens living in the United States should Congress fail to reach a deal that closes loopholes in the asylum system. So if they close those loopholes, they're saying 11 to 22. They said that 11 million thing for how many goddamn years as they poured across the border. And now there's 11 to 22 million. We really don't know. No, there's closer to, my belief is there's at least 100, maybe more than 100 million of them here. Right now, for every one they catch, I mean, you're talking 668,000 since the beginning of the year. And they catch one in three. So, I mean, how many do you really believe are here, people? And what they're talking about is, the American people, they just stepped up and they just said that, if Congress will go ahead and give Trump what he wants with this legislation, I guarantee you it'd be the amnesty for the DACA, citizenship for all these fuckers. Nobody has to fucking leave. That's what 51% of them, that's what it's trying to tell you. More than, right here is fine, 51% of American voters. Well, American voters make up about 25% of the population, so that's 51% of 25. Well, that's about 12% of the whole entire fucking population that you're talking about here that are involved in this fucking corporate fraud up to their fucking necks and have benefited from it. And I mean, God, even to believe any of this shit, man, this poll shit. I'll fucking write it down on a piece of paper. They've already removed the law that said they couldn't lie to you. It's 51%, 50 if you say so. 110% of the people said, I'll tell you right now. More than 8 in 10 Republican voters, as well as more than 5 in 10 swing voters, said President Trump should carry out mass deportation of illegal aliens following congressional inaction, because they didn't do what they... But no, we weren't going to deport them otherwise. I mean, to finally get them to them goddamn courts, well, how much did that cost? I mean, what kind of house are you living in? What kind of food are you eating? How much gas can you afford? How much did this fucking cost to get these deportation orders? And well, if Congress goes ahead and does it, just forget about those deportation orders. Nobody's left this fucking country. These lying, dirty son of a bitches, they come on into, oh, so many thousand left. Bullshit. Not one. And I'm sure that's something that would come out of any fucking logical thinking person's fucking mouth. They went in, they asked a question a certain fucking way, and they called the right fucking neighborhoods. You know what I'm talking about here, people? And then they get the fucking these result things. Oh, right now, because we're counting the illegal aliens, about 400 million people. This is what they think. We polled 1,200 people, and this is what, 400 million people think. It's all horseshit. They're only polling the voters, which are a small minority in this goddamn country. In fact, you could call this apartheid. We're being ruled by a tiny minority of fucking corporate fucking treasonous pieces of shit in violation of our fucking law. Plain and simple. 5 to 10 swing voters too, huh? Nearly 9 in 10 Trump supporters said the same. 9 in 10 Trump supporters. How many is that? 11 now? I mean, how many supporters are there at Trump now that they've seen he never deported. Remember, I mean, I'm going to play a lot of that too. During this next fucking election, because I cannot believe we're still going. I cannot believe this is still happening. I cannot believe the people are just sitting there just fucking watching this fucking thing unravel, watching that train come straight at them. But I'm going to be playing it. Every one of them is going to go. That I'm signing executive order ending DACA day one. They're deporting them too, right? All this deportation, they talk about deportation, and this is when you hear it in something like this. And, you know, I think that this, you know, this coinciding with that Epstein thing, I think that they thought they're starting to really, I mean, who has the dirtiest dirt on who? It's really what this is going to come down to, isn't it? I don't know, what's lower than fucking a poodle? I really don't know, but, who has the dirtiest pictures on who is what this, and you do that, and you know, it's Epstein here, he could become a witness, and you know, we that little girl that you screwed when she was 14 years old, well, she's 24 now, and she's ready to testify, if, that's why, you know, they all join with the OTO, or the Masons, and all these things, because they have these little fucking houses all over the fucking world. I mean, you can go any place you want in the world, and there's a place for you, and they bring the girls, and the boys, whatever in the fuck you want. And they take pictures. That's how they keep their secrets. You keep your fucking mouth shut or we'll show them the picture of you doing it with the fucking poodle. That's how this works, people. That's how this international corporate mafia is fucking run. This is how they keep control of their fucking people. So this really has me suspicious. Working and middle-class Americans, those earning $75,000 a year or less, support mass deportations of illegal aliens if Congress fails to act by a majority of 53%. But I mean, fuck you. You didn't ask a straight-up question. You didn't. You didn't ask 53%, my fucking ass. A majority of 53%. 53% of what, 12%? How many people did you poll? A couple of thousand people are going to... We're running this government by polls now. Seeing a handful of goddamn people, 1,000, 1,200 people are going to decide what the fucking American people think and what the... But they know better. They have their real agents out in the street. They have the people monitoring this program. They're listening to us talk right now. And they fucking know better. But this is the scam that they think that they can work this week. They think, I mean, you're going to see the Epstein. That's all you're going to see on the goddamn thing. You talk about a diversion. Man, that goddamn shit. I mean, I did see Netanyahu on the stupid box this morning talking about how the Iranians had went over the limit that was put in the deal that the Americans backed out of, and the Americans put fucking sanctions on them. And we don't talk about that part of it. It's just the Iranians are violating the deal. Who knows if the Iranians even wanted to enrich their uranium any higher. They were in line with fucking international fucking law. And they were a part of the nuclear non-proliferation treaty. Unlike their neighbor, Israel, who created a fucking, I don't know, they've got like 300 fucking warheads, nuclear warheads, and they're not a part of the non-proliferation treaty. And they did it. Well, we gave it to them, didn't we? They don't count. They're different. See, they're different. They're special people. Just like, you know, the thought, go ahead.
The Samson option, they just fuck everybody.
They think they fuck everybody. But the bottom line, it's what I told you. It's that OTO. It's these secret fucking societies, and they're worldwide. I wonder what they got a picture of Putin. Maybe he fucked a horse. They show him on a horse all the time. Maybe they got him fucking a horse. They got pictures of it. You want these to get released out into the public? You'd be fucking ruined. And then we could really ruin you because you'd have no support amongst the people. The horse before you fucked a horse? Really? No support among the fucking people, and then just tear you down to nothing. But the way they just like to throw this in there, seventy-five people making 75,000. I know a lot of people that are in that tax bracket, and they're getting the hell taxed out of them. They don't like this fucking deal that's going on. They understand that they're coming for the fucking middle class jobs now. A year or less support mass deportations of illegal aliens. Period. There should just be a period there. They're not talking if Congress fails to act by a majority of 53%. Really? You just come up with that number on your own, did you? And you told that to them on, well, I do support it. If Congress fails to act by, a majority, let's say 53%. What do you say? Okay, right? Yeah, thank you. I'm fucking sure. They think we're so fucking stupid they could sell us dirt. A majority of Americans 35 to 49 years old also support mass deportations following inaction of Congress. I don't support it. I want them all to stay here unless Congress does what that Trump thing, that Trump guy wants. Yeah, I'm fucking sure. It just shows you the less and less control they have over the fucking people. When they do shit like, I mean, this is written in your thing. This is pathetic. We've reached the max of your fucking intelligence that you have working for you, and it is fucking pathetic. Your average thinking person blows these son of a bitches away. I mean, just the way you write it. Don't you think that people can see that? Oh, that's not a manipulative thing. I'm going to read that to you again. Working in middle-class Americans, those earning $75,000 a year or less, support mass deportations of illegal aliens. If Congress fails to act by a majority of 53%, you think they aren't just like, I mean, I've had them do these fucking polls on me, and they hang up, always end up hanging up on me, because I question with a question. What the hell do you mean? What do you mean? You're not asking me a question. You're putting forth a scenario. It's just like the parties, you know, like the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. You know, what is the party platform? See, everybody went out there and says, hey, there's a Trump guy out there, and he says he's going to throw all the aliens out. Hey, man, and that we'd have jobs again. We'd have them. We know how many there is. Fuck, we're around them every day. Yeah, hard to find a person speaking English around here. If he threw all them out, hell, we'd have it made. Hey, listen, George, yeah, call Bob. Yeah, tell him that this guy, and they fucking all, they went to, I've never registered to vote. This guy's going to get rid of all, fuck, I'm registered to vote. I'm going to go down, I'm going to vote my goddamn straw man vote. They don't even know what the fucking straw man vote is, but they're going to vote that fucking, hey man, that's what we want. Oh God, if we could do that. Oh geez, man, we'd have it made, guys. And this guy's going to do it. Man, yeah, just, all you got to do is mark that little R spot. Yeah, mark the R spot because he needs the R, he's a R. And they mark the R spot. But see, it isn't just like the first part of this, support mass deportation of illegal aliens. Because on the part, when you go to the rest of the party ticket, you see the rest of the fucking equation. If Congress fails to act by a majority of 53%. So you see, they've been wanting to fucking pumped this recolonization in on us for fucking 20 years. They've been pushing this shit ever since Reagan put the last ones through. They have been pushing it, breaking the law. Reagan stood right up there, man. I was there. I'm that old. I heard him say it, that the employers will be fucking fined and punished if they hire one illegal alien. One. And now you got them fucking down in California passing laws. Well, they can serve on juries. They can be lawyers down here. Hey, man, that is a fucking violation of the fucking law, you son of a bitch. But it just shows to go you. I mean, they have got to the point. I mean, they think that the people who came out that, you know, never voted before that made this Trump thing happen, which was just still an inside fucking job in this country by the multi-zillionaires here. It was a fucking con. I mean, he's going to run on. He kept all his promises. Really? Well, every day on this fucking broadcast, I'm going to fucking lay out the promises he did not keep. The promises that actually got the stupid ass people to fucking be retards and vote for a fucking showman, for a fucking hack, for an international fucking goddamn communist, for an international fucking real estate developer. Really? I'm going to be laying it right out there. I'm going to be laying out there those promises he didn't keep. And the main promise he didn't keep, the main reason, the only fucking reason that they could pull off enough people to fucking go out there to fucking in their little 23% of the fucking stupid is to get that son of a bitch in office. The only reason was because he said, I will deport every one of them. I will end DACA on day one. I mean, when you even heard it around here, I mean, they didn't. I mean, I called them Trump tards back then. I go, you're fucking stupid. You believe what that son of a bitch, you believe any son of a bitch. And it was about three quarters of the way through the campaign, if I remember correctly, when it was just one little, well, that's campaign rhetoric. No, that's fucking lying. They fucking lied to you, and those people that got lied to, they're pretty pissed. John's calling George, and goddamn George, that son of a bitch stole us. He's getting rid of every one of them. There's more of them here than there ever was. He's a lying son of a bitch, man. Oh, look, goddamn fucking, we're going to have to do this ourselves. We'll be right back.
Take your brain, it's time to go. You don't have long to go. Remember me, 'cause I'm the one made you see.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
That's the way that it goes. When
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:36 Pacific time, and that was Down Here with the Rest of Us, Social Distortion. And a lot more people getting down here with the rest of us. The middle class is fixing to get down here with the rest of us. But, you know, if you'll maybe, you know, force Congress to, you know, legalize all the motherfuckers that are here, the, you know, the 100 million son of a bitches that are here, well, you go ahead and don't have to deport nobody, okay? That's what I say, because I'm, you know, not that I make $75,000 a year that we're going to. A majority of the Americans, 35 to 49 years old, also support mass deportations following inaction from Congress. I'm sure that that's what they said. I mean, that just popped out of everybody's mouth at once. Wow. Not some Democrats and voters who supported failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton are the least likely of any demographic group to support mass deportation of illegal aliens. I mean, I don't think none of them support it, because it ain't happening. And to pretend they can't do any goddamn thing they want to is just fucking stupid. Trump at the time said he would give Congress 2 weeks to strike a deal to close loopholes in the asylum system. The two-week mark comes this week, and Congress has yet to announce a plan that would pass both the Democratic-controlled House and the Republican-controlled Senate. Today, there are approximately 11 to 22 million, my goddamn ass, you lying sons of fucking bitches, illegal aliens living in the United States. The majority are concentrated in California, New York, Texas, Florida, and Florida. As Breitbart News has reported, the illegal alien population over the last decade has increased by 60,000 in Massachusetts, by 45,000 in Maryland, and 5,000 in each North Dakota and South Dakota. Yeah, because you're keeping count of them. How do you fucking know? You're only catching one. What, you're just doing that one in three thing? Man, I tell you, what you got going here is the guy, you know, you're standing there, you're ordered deported. Somebody walks over, throws the fucking cuffs on you, takes you out the door, puts you in the fucking van, takes you down to the deportation center, and you're out of here. What, no, no. That ain't how it works. Oh, senor. And then out the fucking door. And back down to the blue collar goddamn production line, standing next to the Mexican that just walked across and never ever went to an asylum hearing. And it's just another fucking day in America, people. This is goofy. But this is what's coming out of their think tanks. They're running out of shit. Running out of shit to say. When you do something this ridiculous and put it in front of people. So what you're saying here is Trump told them that if you do this deal, I want to stop the chain migration thing and the asylum thing, which he absolutely, with the market, with just one stroke of his pen, can end the asylum thing. Just like he got out of that fucking Iranian treaty. He just signed a piece of paper. That's all it would take. He could do it himself. He don't need no Congress. But see, this all has to be done by the Congress. That way, when we're stuck with 100, fucking we find out, thought it was 100 million of them. We didn't know it. But we just gave amnesty to 100 million of them. Boy, there's more crossing the border. Them's the legal ones. We're going to go get them, and we're going to detain them and stuff like that and give them some hearings. And, well, we'll see. How fucking stupid do you think we are? I'm telling you, people. I mean, what they're saying right now is the border is wide open to the world. There are 7 billion fucking people out there. Now, we're a hell of a fucking tough people. We are the largest darn population to ever exist on this fucking planet. The largest army ever. 7 billion motherfuckers want what you have. And they're telling, and if you went down and you took your people down to fucking, to stop them at the border. To enforce your fucking will as an American national, the people that have the authority in this country, that granted the tiny little bit of authority that is not being fucking used as we granted it, because the corporation removed the fucking republic. Well, them son of a bitches, the people you're paying, you'd be paying for the bullet that fucking they shoot at you. Make no fucking doubt about it. Let's see. What else is Trumpy up to here? Trump sends top officials to attend Christian Zionist Conference. See, they're counting on that. I remember the days of Reagan, man, and even the Bush, you know, Bush one and all that shit. And all the, you know, the evangelicals, boy, they had control like the fucking communists have control now. They, I mean, they just came out and what they said, fucking, it didn't matter how fucking illegal it was, how unlawful it was. It didn't matter how much it infringed upon the Bill of Rights. It's what their fucking asses said. And that's what's going to be, you see. And this is what he's falling back on this. But I mean, that's why, you know, I'm thinking about this Epstein thing. And I wonder how the evangelicals could explain, you know, like the big wigs that fly around in the fucking planes on money given from people that can't fucking afford enough food for their families. They're stupid enough to send it to these fucking pricks. And they fly around in goddamn jets. I wonder how they explain that to the people. Well, God forgave him for screwing that poodle. Now get out there and vote.
You know, Henry, every service job almost in the United States, distribution, maid service, cooking, you know, anything service related, it's illegal doing it. I mean, you know, there's no Americans doing that shit anymore, man.
That's because we don't want jobs, Mark. We never did. That's the whole thing. See, they started this whole shit out with, oh, they don't want to do the farm work. Well, who did the fucking farm work before they came here? Well, that's when you started your corporate farms, wasn't it? You wanted the corporate farms did not want to pay a fucking living wage to an American national because you had to pay the goddamn, you had to pay income tax, you had to pay goddamn workman's comp, you had to pay a retirement. I mean, yeah, you're looking at some bucks for a fucking American worker. Well, God, right there across the border, there's some, I can work them motherfuckers for $4 an hour. All fucking day long, no work from dusk till dawn for $4 a fucking hour. Why should I have to hire these Americans? Because I came in here and took a fucking, and formed a corporation which is a part of that goddamn corporate government that could not fucking do this kind of shit to us. Now see, the whole idea here was in the beginning, you know, this is the richest nation on planet Earth. Everybody wanted the wealth here. So the idea was, you know, man, we got to guard your wealth. That's what we're here. We're the government. No, you were supposed to guard our freedoms. We guard our fucking wealth with our common law courts and our fucking common law jurisdiction. Somebody starts fucking us, we'll grab, go snag the fucker. I don't care who it is. And we'll take him right into even this Epstein son of a bitch and take him right down to our local court right in front of 12 honest people and have his ass hung in the city, in the fucking town square. How about that? It was all taken care of. No, we got to do this through corporation because they're taking more than their share, and we got to make sure the people get their cut. And how do you get your cut from the corporation? Well, they send it to the corporation, the Bain Corporation. Then the main corporation decides how to spend it for you. And one of the ways they spend it for you is by sending it to their masters in Israel. I mean, I fucking read it right here on this goddamn broadcast, and you people that have been listening a long time, you know it. Right now they're working on a 31% fucking direct tax from the people of the United States, of these Americas, to the fucking Israeli government. Do you know when you've been betrayed? A number of senior officials in the Trump administration will be in attendance at a major gathering this week of powerful lobby groups, Christian United for Israel, reported Haaretz. According to the paper, the conference will feature speeches by Vice President Mike Pence, Oy, I mean, this is all the fuck, everything that I do, I mean, that son of a bitch kept every promise to fucking Jewland, didn't he? And more. I mean, the way they're manipulating this shit around, and like this thing with Epstein, it's going to be, you know, blotting things out. I mean, that thing over in the Persian Gulf, that didn't go away. The ships didn't leave. Nobody's went any fucking where. And the fucking, that Jew, that son of a bitch, that Netanyahu of all the fucking balls in the world to sit there and say, they violated the agreement. Oh, you mean the agreement that you ordered your fucking, your butt putt puppet fucking Trump to pull out of? You made him sign that goddamn it. Well, you're Jared Kushner. You're the little boy you slept with when he was a little boy. Well, you had him go down and had old Donnie Trump sign a goddamn, a piece of paper pulling us out of that fucking treaty with Iran, didn't you? And then you put sanctions on them, which means you violated the fucking treaty with Iran. And they have been violated. And finally, when we talked about when he went over to England and Scotland, he was going over the European nations that were signed on to that fucking treaty with fucking Iran. See, to kids, because really, it's none of our goddamn business. We pulled out of it. We ain't doing business with you no more. Okay, we're done. No, we goddamn no, says Netanyahu. I want that goddamn. He's got to be blisters on his ass from just wiggling. Just fuck, goddamn it! Why in the hell can't we get this going? I'll tell you why, Nettie. It's because the people aren't going to fucking do it. We are sick of fucking sending our children to have their arms and legs blown off and their fucking minds blown out until they come home and just blow their fucking heads off because they figure out, goddamn, I thought I was going to, you know, proudly with that thumping in your heart to preserve liberty and justice for all of the American people. My people, I'm going to defend them. I'm going to defend my country. And they went over there and they killed people for their fucking resources to hand over to your ass. And then after they got through doing it as ordered, and they had no choice because they were being ordered. Well, then they came home and they had to live with what they fucking did. And that's why they're blowing their goddamn brains out when they should be blowing the brains out of the dirty pricks that fucking did it to them. But that's what this is why he was over there in fucking Europe. And then this week, was last week, you know, the fucking, the British, oh, the mighty British Navy took a fucking Iranian tanker headed, over there in their fucking neck of the woods, their fucking barrio, came and fucking seized one of their tankers for violating American sanctions. Well, I thought that you were still signed on with that treaty. So then you violated the treaty, didn't you, Britain? Oh, no, it's them Iranians today. After all of this, they said, well, we're going to enrich higher than 3%. You got to enrich to, I think, 100% before you can make a fucking bomb. We're going to go above 3%. I mean, what else are they going to do? What else are you going to do? That's what the treaty was all about. They've broken the treaty. No, we got to stop them. We got to kill them. We got to kill the fucking Persians. No, you don't want, what you want is to conquer the fucking Middle East for fucking Israel, for the fucking Zios over there, the Zion Empire. That's where the center of power of the world is to be, according to you, but not to me. But the people, when you go into a fucking war, you better have your people fooled pretty well. That's all I can tell you. Especially a fucking world war when people's, you're talking about taking somebody's country away from them. You're going to get some fucking fight out of them. And your people better be behind you 110%. And when they see this shit like this, your fucking think tanks are shit. They don't have nothing left. They have told every lie possibly to tell, and they're telling the other lies backwards again. I mean, just like the last one I read. Oh, this is what the people said. If. What was the question asked? You know, it's that subject matter bullshit once again. Anyway, and here you have your goddamn sending your, to, well, goddamn, we got to get these Zionist Christians together. These Zio Christians, but see, go ahead. I think somebody's trying to get, maybe I was wrong. According to the paper, the conference will feature speeches by Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, as well as by Trump's National Security Advisor John Bolton, dual citizen, fucking dual passport holding fucking son of a bitch. He was also in on the yellow cake uranium when we attacked an innocent country, a country that had done nothing to us. Iraq, when genocide was committed by this fucking international corporate mafia. His special envoy to the Middle East, Jason Greenbalt, and his ambassador to Israel, David Friedman. The annual summit held in Washington, D.C. will take place today and tomorrow, attracting thousands of evangelical Christians from across the United States. Other speakers at the event include Republican Senators Ted Cruz, Texas, Marco Rubio, Florida. There's two fucking guys that shouldn't even be in our fucking government. They're not even fucking full citizens. They're dual citizens. Well, if you have to sign a fucking piece of paper to make you an American, you're not natural born. I'm sorry.
Cubans.
Goddamn right. Marco Rubio of Florida, Roy Blunt of Missouri, and Tim Scott of South Carolina. Although CUFI describes itself as a bipartisan organization, no Democratic senators are scheduled to speak. Really. I bet you if there was a fucking vote today for Netanyahu to take your fucking army to war, just like in the Senate, there wasn't one fucking person. The Democrats and Republicans all became one. And they will when the master speaks from fucking Jerusalem. According to Heritz, the decision to send senior administrative officials to the CUFI gathering, no coincidence, since evangelicals are a key voting bloc for Trump and the Republicans. The only fucking voting bloc for them. And see, they try to make these fucking Judeo-Christians seem like the fucking power in this country. They are fucking not. They're just not. You're only talking about, I gotta believe that the vote, actual people that are fucking have anything to do with the vote is down to 18 to 20%. It has to be. I mean, you just can't do this kind of shit without consequence. But they don't give a fuck. Because they have to go forth with the plan. Because that's what they've been ordered to do. And that's why it'll come down to hiring mercenaries, just like they're doing in Venezuela. Boy, did they want to take the American troops, the American army. The American United Nations fucking army, no declaration of fucking war, down to Venezuela and put a puppet government in there that they fucking would hand the contracts and hand the fucking resources over to the fucking international Jew bankers, didn't they? And when that didn't work, what did they do? Oh, we found out yesterday they're bringing in goddamn mercenaries. Blackwater USA, Blackwater fucking Venezuela. And that's what they will do here when it finally gets to the point where people are beating the shit out of those 18 to 20% that are going along with this fucking shit. I mean, because we sold out 10,000 to one, they're nothing. Then, I mean, just like we're seeing, you will see, we're seeing a goddamn buildup of the police state that are going to try and force them. But then the police state's taking some knots on its fucking head too, ain't it? Because we outnumber those motherfuckers 10,000 to fucking one. And they can't guard each other and guard their own homes. And they fucking know it. You will see foreigners coming in. You will see those blue helmets. I'm going to enjoy putting bullets through those fucking blue helmets.
Yeah, there just isn't enough U.S. soldiers, you know, Henry, to do anything meaningful. I mean, they're not signing up. You know, they're screwed.
Well, the people have figured it out, Mark. And that's what I was talking about earlier. If you're going into a fucking major conflict, I mean, if it was a world war today, what they wanted to do is to Nazi Germany us. You know, and us forget about the fucking Bill of Rights and the fact that we, the people, run this goddamn country and fucking we're the authority here. We're just, oh, we'll go for goddamn National Socialism. We'll be Nazis. We'll kill all the niggers and we'll kill all them communists and you just go join our side and then you got the commies on the other side. They've been fucking you. Look at, they took everything. They own everything. You got nothing. Join with communism and then we can have the communist way where we have committees that steal every fucking thing from you and fucking execute you and take you out to ditches. But then there was a third option in America. The third option, and it was, what an option. Freedom and fucking liberty. Kill all of these motherfucking maggots because they're just a handful that are trying, making your life a goddamn living hell and stealing everything you fucking own. And live happily ever after. Nobody telling you what to fucking do. No committees. No fucking goddamn corporate aristocracy. No fraud. No fucking breaking our laws. Living under our laws. In peace and harmony. Boy, that's what's fucking them, people. That third option. They've always, every other one has been, oh, you can either take, well, first it was the monarchies in World War I. A monarchical control, I mean, straight up monarchies. Go out, you know, go after the Kaiser, and then they shoot his family and all this shit, and they have World War I. And then in World War II, what did we fight World War II for? Oh man, let me think. Germany was gonna take over the fucking world. Because they were being subjugated to a communist invasion of their country. Read the history. I mean, even all the books would tell you the same thing about that. There was no doubt that the fucking communists were marching in their streets. There was no doubt that they were having fag fucking, just like we're having now with these goddamn drag queen fucking men dressed as women and fucking little kids dressed as, you know, little boys dressed as girls. All this sick shit. That's what was going on in Germany. And the people, and not to mention that the fucking Jews had starved them down until the German people were starving to death. A world barrel full of fucking money, you dump the fuck, I mean, a basket full of fucking, 1,000 mark bills, you dump the fucking, money and took the basket because it was worth more. And then only thing way to stop this is a fascism. We have to have a fascist, mean fucking government. Militarized. A military state. to stop the communism. And that's what the original fight was over. And then, well, we got to start conquering fucking lands because in the First World War, under the Treaty of Versailles, they'd stolen fucking a ton of German fucking territory. And you had German people that spoke German, that were majorities there, but they were being run over by the fucking communists that had fucking, we're handing this over to the communist people because, well, we hate communism, that's why. And you had the Second World War because fucking Hitler, he would have took fucking Russia. If we'd have stayed out of it, he'd have took Russia. And my dad always said that, said, God damn it, if we really do hate communism and we hate fascism, what the fuck did we go over there for? If we are going to fucking wipe out fucking Hitler because he wants to take over the world, which, I mean, it'd be quite, he was the one, I mean, his generals and the ones who said that the United States could never be attacked conventionally. But even the Japan, the fucking Tojo over there, if there's a gun behind every blade of grass, you can't conventionally attack them. So why did we go over there? Why did we go defend communist motherfucking Union Russia? Why did we give them the implements to fight a fucking war? Why didn't we see it wiped out? Why was MacArthur called home when he was getting ready to take mainland China? Communism would have been fucking destroyed. It would have never been a threat to the people of the world again. No, we went to World War II was fought to preserve international communism. Because that was their main plan. Because, you can call it fascism, or you can call it communism. And they just, what they did is they picked the elements that caused the effect of the best control over the people and the most oppression over the people. And we'll call it democracy. Democracy is a word that's been around for a long time. The founding, so-called founding fathers, even the fucking dirty son of a bitch in international elite warned you about democracy. Democracy destroys itself. And that is the whole idea. And then once you fucking declare it's a democracy, we're going to build a democracy, it's called a corporation, United States corporation democracy thing. And then once you fucking destroy the country, eat out its substance, make the people fucking poor, and then you bring in the fucking, I mean, of course, the industrialists in this country, they've been here since the fucking beginning. They did not want the people to have any fucking rights. They wanted you to be a fucking their subject. They made it plain and clear right out the fucking gate. They didn't want that fucking Bill of Rights. It was forced on them. So then finally in 1869, they write the fucking 14th Amendment, making you a subject. And nobody killed them. Nobody fucking destroyed them. And they outnumbered them 10,000 to 1 back then. Because they put you through a brutal civil war. And the whole idea of the 14th Amendment, I can just see, just like this bullshit I just read you, you know, about, you know, we'll deport, if you don't start doing what you say, we're going to start really deporting people out of this country. Ooh. Same shit back then. Well, this is just to declare the federal supremacy over the fucking states. Well, then I guess when you did that, you also, in that first fucking line of your 14th Amendment, you declared a fucking an authority over the fucking people, a subjugation of the people. Then you formed a corporation that you could not form in violation of the Ninth Article. And declared, and then you made the states into sub-corporations and the counties into sub-sub-corporations, subcontracting right down to the fucking municipal level. And then you could inflict your fucking power straight to the bottom from the top. Go ahead.
And the last word in that first sentence is reside. And that's why they always at court, they ask you where you reside, you're a resident or whatever. That's how they get their jurisdiction.
I used to answer those papers. My domicile is the Cascade Mountain Range. You could find me anywhere there at any time. I always put my domicile is. That's where you could, I mean, this is where I pick up my fucking mail. My domicile is this whole fucking country. Every inch of it, my rights exist upon. We know what it is, people. But my whole point today is pointing out just how goddamn desperate these son of a bitches are to write shit like this. This is coming, you think these people just, you think Donald Trump thinks up what he's going to write, really? You think any of them do? They hired for what they believe to be the smartest people that'll go along with this shit. The smartest people in that 23%, that 18 to 23%, the smartest people they can get out of that. that'll go along with this treason. They fucking hire him, and this is the best they can fucking do, and they're fucking failing.
It's so smart. They shut down the airports during the revolution.
They did. I seen that. I mean, that's how fucking stupid the, I mean, everybody looks at Donald, oh, he's playing 15-dimensional chess. He's got a mind that people can't even understand. He's so smart. And the son of a bitch, he fucking read it, didn't he? Read it right off that teleprompter, because that's how this fucking country's been run for too fucking long. We've got to stop this. That 14th Amendment goes. These motherfuckers, fucking corporation fucking goes. Every fucking traitor gets a rope or a fucking bullet. And that's the way it's going to have to fucking end. Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And again, man, I think that's why they're throwing this thing here. They're at a loggerhead. They don't know what the fuck, they don't know shit or go blind. They will not get the people behind another war. They know that. And then you try to conscript and you're going to get shot coming trying to make people fight. You're going to get killed trying to make people go kill other people is what's going to happen to you. And that is the Word from the Trenches.